Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
The Consumer Electronics Show rolled through last week, and we did have Scott Budman on, and he talked quite a story about all the stuff. Here's a few things that we haven't mentioned yet. Color-changing fingernails, a company called iPolish is behind them.
Oh, that's fun.
They're press-on nails that change colors with special device that you have to buy, but you can choose from 300 different shades. My daughter loves the press-on nails.
Oh.
I hate them. I think they're disgusting. When I see her hands, I think it makes her look jokey.
Mm.
And there's always one on the stairway or somewhere where you're walking and you go, oh, that's a fake nail laying there.
People make a real commitment to some of these nails.
I don't think they look that great.
Well, like your hand, they're not for us, I guess.
Happens in nature.
I was at Target and this lady's nails, I think I've told you this story before. They were at least 3 inches and they were sharp as knives. But there she is, click, 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 click on the cash register. And she just flattened out her palms to lift them up and away in order to use the pads of her fingers on. So I was like, oh, look at that. I mean, I do always think to myself, that's a butt cut waiting to happen. But,
well, you got to figure all these things out.
Yeah.
And then
maybe you get one of those Brondell swashes, ding, ding, shame, for your toilet. So you don't have to, you just go, well, taking care of it.
What do they call those again?
Bidets?
Yeah, bidets. Mm. I'll tell you, bidet is a nice thing.
Mm. A lot of people get really used to the bidet.
Yeah. Well, I had them in this hotel in Hawaii.
Mm.
I sat down and was like, oh, that's, wow, that's.
Feels like it's doing a very thorough job.
Shut this door. Just hang for a minute.
Mm.
Vibrating kitchen knives. They're like your grandma's old school carving knife you used to use on Thanksgiving. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That little, the knife clicks in and
right.
They vibrate
like a Sawzall.
3,000 times per second to cut through stuff more easily.
Mm.
Vibrating kitchen knives, I guess, now have been perfected.
You know.
I don't.
Well.
Go on.
I bought one of those In-N-Out kitchen knives. Just to cut foam in my workshop. It's the way, because it's really hard to cut that stuff nice and clean, and I can shave the sides of it.
And so you have one,
I
but
do.
It's not for food.
It's absolutely not for food.
You still making stuff?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
I'm painting bottles right now. Lately.
Go on.
That's it. You know those little Mandela things I do?
You're doing it to bottles now.
I do them on bottles and like jars. Like I took a pickle jar and I painted the lid and then it's fun. And then I bring them over to a friend's house, like for, here's a hostess gift.
I brought you
a janky ass painted jar. Enjoy.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I have an ornament you made and we use it.
Thank you. I think you got one of the rainbow ones.
Mm.
Or is it the sun and moon one?
No, it's a rainbow.
Oh.
AI-powered hair clippers. Choose a hairstyle in the app, like crew cut or side part, and the blade automatically adjusts while you're using it. Oh.
Is it like a helmet you put on?
I don't know, but it is AI-powered hair clippers.
Mm.
You choose a hairstyle in the app, and that thing does it for you.
Mm. That seems like it would work for on like a boy's cut. Like maybe it's really super tight at your ears and then gradually gets bigger so you get more broccoli hair on top.
I don't know. I just used to go to the barber.
Yeah.
A $5 barber. Can you shave it?
Do we have to put everyone out of business? Keep the barbers. The hair cutters.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.